Life in Exile podcast. This is your host, Carol Gaddis. A son. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Parents have dreams for their children. Often that comes with the desire to see them married and having children. Many hope their son or daughter will have a good paying job or a specific career. Most want their kids to grow to become an active member of society, contributing to the community. Parents usually have one thing in common with these desires, though. They want their children to achieve as much as their parent has, or to be able to do even more than their parent was ever able to accomplish. While some parents aspire for children to become doctors, lawyers, or engineers, others aim for roles such as sports or movie stars or even president. I know of no parent who would ever dream for their child to save people from their sins. The unexpected child. Mary didn't have time to dream about her child because she wasn't even married yet when the angel Gabriel surprised her with the news that she would have a son. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Luke 1:30-33. This son she was to bear was a surprise to Mary, but should have been no surprise to the people of Judah. His birth had been long foretold by the prophets. Micah 5 contains just one of hundreds of specific prophecies relating to the coming Messiah. "But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites." Micah 5:2-3. Jesus was born to die. What is so special about this baby boy? He entered this world with a purpose, to save us from our sins. But in order to achieve that, he would have to pay the price. This child was born to die that he might conquer death, redeeming us as his own. Before she had a chance to raise this special son, Mary was faced with what he would know and accomplish. Her child was born for greatness through suffering. His purpose gives us purpose. How old are you? What is your purpose in life? Jesus knew that at the age of 33, he would die. Thankfully, we do not know the number of our years, but we should know how we've lived. Our salvation is left to God. How we live in response to that great gift of redemption is left to us, though he gives us strength and grace to accomplish his purposes through us. Jesus, filled with wisdom, grew and lived by the same grace of God that he gives each of his followers today. Are you pointing others to God through your words and actions? Our lives are to glorify God. Jesus gives us the power to live for him and his purposes. That should be our prayer for ourselves and our children. Grace and peace this Christmas. This has been a podcast of Carol Gaddis. To find out more, visit lifeinexile.net. Please share with a friend if this has encouraged you. Thank you for listening.